When I was a child, my grandfather had on his mantle a small piece of wood shaped like a tiny porch with a roof. Underneath that roof were two small nails. He asked me if I knew what it was. I didn't. He would chuckle and say, "It's a tax shelter." I was supposed to find this funny, but I had no idea what he was talking about. I didn't know what a tax shelter was, so I didn't know why tax shelter was such a clever joke. Sometimes trying to understand the Bible is like this. We come across a term or concept, and we nod, as though we know what it means, but we really don't. I was a college student when I realized one day that I didn't know what Jesus meant by the kingdom of God. At this point, I was familiar with the Gospels and had read them many times, but honestly, I didn't know how to explain the kingdom of God. I had a vague idea, but I shuffled past the phrase without really digging down into it. I was comfortable with a vague idea of what it probably meant, but I would not have been able to articulate a thorough definition. I had the same lingering question in my early days of seminary. It wasn't until I began to learn from class and reading about the kingdom that I started to feel confident in my understanding of it. It was one of those topics that I didn't understand as well as I needed to. What about you? Regardless of how much or how little you've read the Bible, do you really understand what Jesus means by the kingdom? Do you labor over it? Do you perhaps read right past it? Do you intuit the meaning from context? Does it refer to the church? To a principle for how we live? To some future reality? How about the phrase kingdom of heaven? Is this the same thing as the kingdom of God? Does it simply mean heaven or something else? These are not trivial questions. The kingdom was central to the teaching of Jesus in the Gospels, and we need to be sure we're interpreting this concept well if we want to interpret the Gospels well. Since this is such a key concept in the Gospels, as its frequency indicates, it will not do to shuffle past or skim over something so central to the message of Jesus. Everything Jesus said is important. We can be doubly sure that repeated elements in his teaching are worthy of our study and reflection. Jesus did not explain where the concept of the kingdom came from, but this is because it was so commonly understood that its background would have been obvious to the original audience. The same may not be true for us today. Therefore, we need to consider its background to appreciate what Jesus meant by the phrasing. Yet, in another sense, Jesus explained what the kingdom is every time he mentioned the concept. Although he wasn't the first to speak about the kingdom, he recalibrated and redefined what many people expected the kingdom of God to be. Jesus' teaching and his kingdom are full of surprises. Back to my question, how would you define the kingdom of God? This is not an insignificant question. It relates quite centrally to what you believe about theology and the gospel message. It makes a big difference. Getting this right will help us stay oriented to theological true north. Getting this wrong threatens to lead us off the straight path into a theological ditch. So, I invite you on the journey of this book. If you do not know what Jesus meant by the kingdom of God, this is a good place to start. If you think you have some idea, then I hope to help you gain more clarity in your understanding. And even if you're already confident you know what it means, I hope to illumine that answer even further by unpacking the kingdom message of the Gospels. Our goal in this study is to understand what Jesus means by the kingdom of God and related terms, and to contextualize it in the light of its Old Testament background. This will require us to use both a broad lens and a narrow lens. A broad lens to look at all of Scripture, and a narrow lens to focus on specific texts in the Gospels. We will look both at Christ's kingdom teaching and at his kingdom work in relation to our salvation. We will therefore also embark on this journey with an eye to practical living. Why does it matter? As we will see, the message of the kingdom is not ultimately different from the message of the gospel.